This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Heat kills supplements, transport, storage, and the invisible loss of potency. The expiry date on a supplement is a conditional statement. It says, this product will still meet its label until this date, provided it is stored as specified, usually below 25 degrees Celsius, protected from light and moisture. The condition is printed in small type and the date in large type, and most of what happens to a bottle between factory and mouth violates the condition. A courier van in July, a mailbox in the sun, a kitchen shelf above the cooker, a bathroom cabinet that steams twice a day, each of these is an unscheduled stability study, and the product loses potency without changing its appearance. The Arrhenius rule, why 10 degrees matters so much. The speed of most chemical reactions depends exponentially on temperature. The practical rule of thumb derived from the Arrhenius equation, used throughout the pharmaceutical industry for accelerated stability testing, is that reaction rate roughly doubles for every 10 degrees Celsius rise. The consequences are not intuitive. A product designed to lose 10% of a vitamin over 24 months at 25 degrees will lose the same 10% in about 12 months at 35 degrees and in 6 months at 45 degrees. A week at 50 degrees Celsius in a delivery chain consumes roughly the same stability budget as a month and a half at the labeled temperature. This is exactly why the International Stability Guideline, ICHQ1A-R2, defines accelerated testing as 4 degrees Celsius, 75% relative humidity for 6 months, a condition chosen to compress years of aging into months, and why the WHO divides the world into climatic zones, IVB, with different long-term test conditions, so that a product sold in a hot, humid country is tested at 30 degrees Celsius, 75% RH, rather than 25 degrees, 60%. How hot does the supply chain actually get? Parcel transport is the least controlled step. Industry stability studies of distribution conditions document our temperatures inside unrefrigerated trucks and parcels well above 40 degrees Celsius, with peaks above 50 degrees in vehicles parked in sun, and equally damaging freeze-thaw cycles in winter. The guidance for pharmaceuticals exists because these excursions are routine rather than exceptional, Amman 2011. Supplements move through the same vans, depots, and mailboxes as everything else, usually without temperature loggers. At home, the classic mistakes are the bathroom, the windowsill, light plus heat, above or beside the cooker and refrigerator motor, and the car glove box. A bottle that spends a month on a sunny kitchen sill in Tbilisi or Geneva in August has experienced conditions its expiry date never contemplated. Which ingredients suffer most? Sensitivity is not uniform. Omega-3 fatty acids are the most vulnerable. Their multiple double bonds oxidize readily, and heat accelerates the formation of peroxides and aldehydes that make the oil rancid and remove the benefit. Surveys of retail fish oils find large proportions already oxidized beyond industry limits. See the companion article on peroxide value. Probiotics are living organisms. Viable counts fall logarithmically with temperature, and a month at 30 degrees Celsius can cost a log reduction in some strains. Vitamin C, thiamine, B1, folate, vitamin A, and vitamin E are among the more heat and oxygen labile vitamins. Reviews of thermal processing report losses of tens of percent under moderate heat, Riaz et al., 2009. Coenzyme Q10 and astaxanthin are oxidation-sensitive lipids. By contrast, minerals are essentially indestructible. Vitamin D3 in oil is reasonably robust if protected from light, and MK7 is chemically stable but light sensitive. The hierarchy tells you which products need the most care: liquid oils, probiotics, and anything with vitamin C or B vitamins in an unprotected form. What the expiry date assumes, and what a good manufacturer does about it. A defensible expiry date rests on real-time stability data. The product is stored at the labeled condition and tested at intervals until it approaches its specification limit. Good manufacturers add accelerated data, 4 degrees Celsius, to model excursions, build a calculated overage at manufacture so that the product still meets label at expiry, choose packaging that limits oxygen, moisture, and light, and state storage conditions prominently. The best add a batch verification step. publishing the release certificate for each lot so the buyer can see the starting point from which any degradation is measured, what a lot number really is. What no manufacturer can do is control the customer's windowsill, which is why the storage instruction deserves to be read as carefully as the dose. Practical rules for the buyer: buy from sellers who ship fast, and for oils and probiotics, in insulated packaging in summer. Do not leave parcels in a sunny mailbox or a car. Store supplements in a cool, dark, dry cupboard, not the bathroom, not the kitchen window. Keep fish oil and probiotics in the refrigerator once opened unless the label says otherwise. Keep the cap tight and the bottle upright. Replace desiccant sachets rather than discarding them. Be suspicious of any oil that smells fishy or paint-like, any capsule that has gone soft or sticky, and any powder that has caked. And read the expiry date as what it is, a promise that holds only if you hold up your side. The clinical bottom line: degradation rate roughly doubles per 10 degrees Celsius, so a week of heat and transport or a summer on a sunny shelf can consume months of a product's stability budget invisibly. Omega-3s, probiotics, and the labile vitamins are most at risk, minerals and vitamin D3 least. The expiry date assumes the storage conditions printed beside it. The buyer's part of the bargain is a cool, dark, dry cupboard and a refusal to let the parcel bake. Primary sources: International Council for Harmonization, ICH Q1A, R2, Stability Testing of New Drug Substances and Products, 2003, ICH.org, World Health Organization, Stability Testing of Active Pharmaceutical Ingredients and Finished Pharmaceutical Products, WHO Technical Report Series No. 1010, Annex 10, Geneva, WHO, 20HO.int. Aman C. Stability studies needed to define the handling and transport conditions of sensitive pharmaceutical or biotechnological products. AAPS PharmSciTech, 2011, 12, 1264 to 1275. Albert B.B., Derek J.G.B., Cameron Smith D. et al. Fish oil supplements in New Zealand are highly oxidized and do not meet label content of N3 PUFA. SciRep, 2015, 7928. Jakowski S.A., Alviese A. et al. Oxidation levels of North American over-the-counter 3 omega-3 supplements and the influence of supplement formulation and delivery form on evaluating oxidative safety. J. Neuter Sci, 2015, E30. Riaz M.N., Asif M. Ali R., Stability of Vitamins During Extrusion, Crit Rev Food Sci Neuter, 2009, 4961-368. Educational information on supplement quality and consumer protection, not medical advice.